Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading from this week's lectionary and a brief devotion. The devotions come from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I didn't come preaching God's secrets to you like I was an expert in speech or wisdom. I had made up my mind not to think about anything while I was with you except Jesus Christ, and to preach Him as crucified. I stood in front of you with weakness, fear, and a lot of shaking. My message and preaching weren't presented with convincing, wise words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I did this so that your faith might not depend on the wisdom of people, but on the power of God. What we say is wisdom to people who are mature. It isn't a wisdom that comes from the present day or from today's leaders who are being reduced to nothing. We talk about God's wisdom, which has been hidden as a secret. God determined this wisdom in advance, before time began, for our glory. It is a wisdom that none of the present-day rulers have understood, because if they did understand it, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. But this is precisely what is written. God has prepared things for those who love Him that no eye has seen or ear has heard, or that haven't crossed the mind of any human being. God has revealed these things to us through the Spirit. The Spirit searches everything, including the depths of God. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage written by Eric A. Hernandez Lopez, author, psychologist, teacher, and elder in the Methodist Church of Puerto Rico. He writes, "The Greek word Sophia appears 26 times in the first three chapters of 1 Corinthians. It was a word widely used to refer to wisdom. In the context of this letter, Paul uses the term to contrast a gospel based on human wisdom with the gospel based on the cross of Christ. Many rejected Paul because they believed that human wisdom was the basis of power and authority. Paul emphasized his dependence on God and not on his own wisdom or intelligence. For him, human ability was not enough. Divine power was necessary. Paul had a rigorous religious and academic background. He had studied in Tarsus, where he was exposed to the philosophical currents of his time. And his membership with the Pharisees ensured that he knew the scriptures thoroughly. Rather than using his knowledge and persuasive words to impress or intimidate his hearers, however, Paul focused on the simplicity and truth of his content. Just like Jesus, he used the cross to shame the strong and wise. It has been said that talking a lot may be a sign of a desire to control things, and silence can be a sign of vulnerability and dependence on God. Although silence is not always the appropriate discipline, particularly in the face of injustice, the spiritual discipline of silence can help us discern whether our faith is based on our own wisdom or on divine wisdom. Silence can be an instrument for the Spirit to search us thoroughly and reveal to us the depths of God. It can help us allow ourselves to be controlled by God. Let us pray. God. Amen. We pray this ministry of the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. Our church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please please visit sunprairieumc.org. And join us again next week for The Good We Can.